Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Chronic plaque psoriasis is the most common type of psoriasis, and the March 2013 update of one of the Cochrane Skin Group's reviews provides a comprehensive account of the evidence on topical treatments. Ginny Hetherington from the Cochrane Collaboration Operations Unit describes the findings.
Chronic plaque psoriasis occurs in 1 to 2% of the population. It's a long-term condition characterized by red patches of thickened skin called plaques that are covered in silvery scales and mainly affecting the knees, elbows, lower back and scalp. Unsurprisingly, psoriasis can have a negative impact on quality of life. Topical treatments are applied directly onto the skin surface. And almost everyone with psoriasis will try topical treatments at some point, with some people using them throughout their lifetime. This makes it especially important to know how effective and safe they are. This updated Cochrane review looks at a wide range of different topical treatments and now summarizes evidence from 177 randomized trials involving more than 35,000 people with psoriasis. It shows that most topical treatments are effective in reducing the symptoms of psoriasis, but none cures the condition. One of the other key findings is that combining two commonly used topical treatments, a vitamin D analog and a corticosteroid, is more effective than using either treatment on its own. Vitamin D products generally work better than coal tar, but studies find conflicting results when comparing vitamin D with dithranol. Importantly, although vitamin D and corticosteroids are equally effective for treating psoriasis of the body, corticosteroids are more effective than vitamin D for treating psoriasis of the scalp. Whether applied to the body or to the scalp, potent corticosteroids are less likely than vitamin D to cause adverse events, such as skin irritation. Although many of the studies did not examine whether these skin-based treatments had effects within the body, those that did found no difference between placebo and the active treatment. In thinking about future research, the authors of this updated Cochrane review note the shortcoming that most studies lasted just 3 to 8 weeks. Only a few of the trials assessed patients over 6 months or a year. The authors conclude that more long-term studies are needed to help doctors and people with psoriasis to decide on the best way to treat this chronic condition.
This large Cochrane review can be read in full at the Cochrane Library. The results of dozens of analyses done by the researchers, along with the details of nearly 180 randomized trials, are available from thecochranelibrary.com.